Data breaches are putting our data at risk, so what is being done? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Brad Greenwood, professor of Information Systems and Operations Management and the Maximus Corporate Partner Professor of Business at George Mason University, explores whether current laws are keeping us safe.
Are you worried about the constant stream of companies that have your data and are hacked? Well, you should be. With increasing reports of cyber attacks, all 50 states and the District of Columbia have enacted breach notification laws, otherwise known as BNLs, which require companies to notify users when their data has been breached. The question is, does letting users know that their data has been breached make data safer or deter attacks in the future? My co-author, Paul Voller, and I set out to answer this question. Using data from the Privacy Rights Clearinghouse and the Federal Trade Commission, we tracked state-by-state effects of BNLs as they were rolled out across the country from 2005 to 2019. Our results indicate, drumroll please, that there has been no long-term decline in data breaches stemming from these laws. There has been no effect on the number of records stolen, there's been no effect on fraud, and there's been no effect on identity theft. Zero, zip, zilch. Why would that be? The objective of BNLs is to encourage companies to make proactive investments in cybersecurity, thereby avoiding the embarrassment and reputational damage of admitting that they were hacked. Yet, in an age when data breaches occur on an almost daily basis, it's more than evident that each individual breach is getting lost in the noise. A more effective government-driven solution might involve an economic payoff for investment, cybersecurity, or a penalty for inaction. That would hit companies where it matters most, the bottom line. Another possibility could be establishing a score system to rate companies' cybersecurity readiness, sort of like a credit score. This would theoretically use the power of the consumer purse to reward cybersecurity leaders over laggards.
That was Brad Greenwood of George Mason University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.